哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to our brothers and sisters。
下午我们来继续讲揭穿魔鬼的诡计。
This afternoon, we're going to talk about the second part of unmasking the schemes of the devil.
就是终极的试探。
That is the ultimate temptation.
就是骄傲。
That is pride.
我们首先来看回来约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
第二章。
First John chapter 2.
16节。
Verse 16.
约翰一书第二章的十六节。
First John chapter 2, verse 16.
请读。二章十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 16.
因为凡是上的事，奏向肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父神来的，乃是从世界来的。
16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
魔鬼的诡计，自古以来，只有归纳起来，只有这三招。
And if you were to conclude the schemes of the devil, they come to these three.
但是从亚当的时代到现在末世，这三招数都是屡试不爽。
And from the time of Adam until present day, he has been using these three schemes successfully.
早上我们讲了魔鬼的第一招，就是肉体的情欲。
This morning we talked about the first scheme, which is the pride of the life.
他试探主耶稣也是用肉体的情欲。
And he tested Jesus even with the lust or the lust of life.
叫他把石头变成饼，满足他的个人的欲望。
He instructed Jesus to turn stones to bread to satisfy his desires.
还好主耶稣成功击退这个试探，没有听撒旦的引诱。
Unfortunately for us, Jesus was able to overcome the temptation of Satan.
可惜撒旦引诱夏娃的时候，夏娃就为了这个肉体的欲望，就吃了善恶果。
Unfortunately, when the same scheme was used on Eve, she fell.
那第二个就是眼目的情欲。
Next scheme is the lust of the eyes.
在亚当夏娃还没有吃善恶果之前，他们一直在看这个果。
And prior to Adam and Eve eating the fruit of the tree of knowledge, they have been looking at the tree and the fruits.
看了就有这个欲望。
Having seen it, they have desire for it.
最后就拿来吃了。
And finally, they took it and eat it.
如果不看，就不可能吃。
So if they didn't see it, they won't eat it.
魔鬼也把万国的荣华给耶稣看。
And devil showed Jesus the glory of all nations.
还好主耶稣心中有神的话。
Unfortunately, Jesus had the word of God in his heart.
不然他有可能被世界所吸引，就可能会下拜。
Otherwise, he could have been tempted by the world and have fallen.
但是主耶稣知道，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
Our Lord Jesus knew that he should worship only the true God.
今天我们如果眼目专看世界
，Today, if our eyes were fixed on this world,
很可能我们不知不觉就向着魔鬼下拜了。
Very likely, unknowingly, we would have bowed down to Satan.
但是很可惜，有时候我们不知道眼前的出现的是试探，还以为是沾沾自喜，以为自己得了什么好处啊。
And oftentimes we do not know that we have been tempted. We thought that good luck had come upon us.
譬如说，一份很好的工作在你眼前出现。
For example, a good job. You had been offered a good job.
非常多的钱。
A lot of money.
很好的前途。
A bright future.
但是呢，你不能守安息。
Unfortunately, you can't observe the Sabbath.
你会觉得这是机会吗？
Do you think this is an opportunity?
还是你一看就知道这是魔鬼的试探？
Or do you think that this is a temptation from Satan?
或者是有一段男女的关系？
Or perhaps a relationship
不合乎神的旨意的
that is not in accordance to the word of God.
这个人主动向你示好，主动来引诱你。
This person actively came to you to entice you.
引诱你跟他犯罪。
To entice you to sin with him or her.
你是觉得哇，自己很有魅力吗？
Do you think that you are being very attractive?
我这把年纪还有人喜欢我？
Do you think that at your age someone still loves you?
或者是你得到别人的肯定？
Or that you have been affirmed by someone else.
你会觉得这个是你的魅力吗？
You felt that this is where your charm lies.
还是你觉得这个是魔鬼的试探？
Or do you think this is a temptation from Satan?
其实中文啊，魅力这个字啊，它很奇怪。中文魅力这个魅这个字有鬼在旁边。
The Chinese word for charm it has a character of devil in it.
你以为你吸引到别人，你的魅力很厉害。
You thought that you were charming, that you have enticed others.
其实是魔鬼看中了你。
But in fact, Satan has his eyes on you.
如果还不醒过来，
if you do not wake up from this,
你就会掉到试探里面。
You'll be fallen into his temptation.
只要你一掉进去，你就很难出来。
or once you have fallen into his trap, you won't come out.
所以我们要谨慎。
Therefore, we have to be cautious.
但是第一、第二种试探呢，它有它的限制。
There were limitations to the first and second temptations.
年纪越来越大，这两种试探的吸引力相对会减少。
The older you get, the less attractive these two lusts appeal to you.
比如说肉体的情欲。
For example, lust of the flesh.
你年纪越来越大。
As you get older,
你就觉得对食物的兴趣没有像年轻的时候那么多。
You feel that you no longer appeal to food anymore.
哇，三高啊，身体有三高啊，这个也不能吃，那个也不能吃，到最后就不想吃。
You suffer from three highs, and therefore you have been limited by your choice of food.
牙齿都掉光了，你对食物的兴趣就降低了。
And if your teeth had all fallen out, then of course you won't have much desire for food.
年纪越来越大，你身体的这个性的荷尔蒙减得很低，你对性欲也会降低。
The older you get, the sexual hormones in you also decreased.
再来眼目的情欲。
Next is the lust of the eyes.
年纪大，眼睛老眼昏花。
And the older you get, the dimmer your eyes get.
看一下电视就想打瞌睡。
And when you watch TV for a while, you start to fall asleep.
又白内障，又老花眼，看什么都看不清楚。
And you start getting cataract, and your eyes can't see things clearly anymore.
身体也不好，所以也没有办法到处走动看什么东西。
You also suffer from poor health, therefore you can't travel much.
所以啊，年龄啊增长，对肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲的吸引力会慢慢的减低。
As your age increases, your lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes decreases.
相对了，当然有人是没有减低的。Of
course, this is relatively speaking.
但是魔鬼最后一招最厉害。But
the last scheme of the devil.
我们这个终极的试探不会随着年龄降低，对你的吸引力就降低。Is
the ultimate temptation because your desire will not decrease because of as your age goes up.
这个叫做骄傲。This
is pride.
所以我们今天就特别要讲讲今生的骄傲这一招，魔鬼啊非常厉害的一招。Today
we are going to discuss the pride of life, the ultimate scheme of the devil.
第一、第二招呢是针对那些。 信仰程度还很低的，很熟肉体的这些信徒，特别有效。The
first and second schemes are very effective against members who had been newly baptized into the church.
比如说年轻人啊，或者肉体也放刚啊。Or
the younger generations, the young ones, and while they're still very strong.
但是第三招了，是针对特别自认为属灵的，然后呢做很多圣功的那些人。
The third scheme is directed towards those who have done much work for the Lord and felt that they have been strong in their faith.
或者是呢，信主信很久了。Or
that they have been long-time believers of Christ.
好，我们来看马太福音第四章的第五节。Let's
turn to Matthew chapter 4, verse 5.
四章的第五节。Matthew
chapter 4, verse 5.
魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶，原文做次啊上面。
5. Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple.
这里说，魔鬼又带耶稣去了圣城里面，在异象里面，在灵里面去。Here
in this vision, the devil took Jesus to the holy city.
不但只去圣城，还去到圣殿。Not
only to the holy city, but to the holy temple.
我们知道圣城之所以成为圣城，是因为有圣殿。We
know that the holy city is named so because the holy temple is in it.
那圣殿是一个非常伟大的建筑物。
The Holy Temple is a grand construction.
然后这个圣殿有一个点叫做殿顶，原文呢叫圣殿的翅膀。And
there, on the temple, there's a pinnacle, the highest point.
那到底什么叫殿顶或者殿的翅呢？
What is a pinnacle?
原来啊，我们那些历史啦、考古的资料告诉我们。
And from historical records and from archaeological research.
当时希律王盖了一个圣殿，非常的伟大。
King Herod built a holy temple that was grand.
在它西南边有一个殿的一个角落。On
the southwest side, at corner of the temple.
那个最高的一个点呢，叫做殿顶或是翅膀，好像会翘出来的这样。The
highest point of the temple is called the pinnacle.
那为什么这个地方那么重要呢？
Why is this considered an important place?
因为它最高。Because
it's the highest point.
当然看到都能够最远。
And it can see the furthest.
当时啊，有安排祭司啊，每天啊，上到上面吹角。
In those days, the priests were arranged to blow trumpets on the pinnacle.
我们知道古代没有手机啊、电讯，要联络大家都是有一些比较大的声音才有办法吸引大家的注意力。
We know that in ancient days, there weren't any devices for convenient communication. So in order to gather everyone, they need to produce loud sounds to attract the attention of everyone.
有点像西方的教堂都有钟楼在最高顶会打钟一样。
Like to the Western churches, you see that most of them have a bell on the top.
那祭司会爬到那个殿顶上面，在最高点，哇，然后在那边吹号角，要大家来祷告啊，要来聚集啊。
So a priest will go up to the pinnacle of the temple and blow his trumpet to inform everyone it's time to pray or time to come to church.
那如果你站在上面呢，真的是非常高啊，居高临下的感觉。
And because it's the highest point, you feel that you are above the world.
下一个图就告诉大家，如果是整个圣殿来说啊，这个殿顶就在西南方啊一个角落尽头所指的那个地方。
So the pinnacle is on the southwestern corner of the Temple Mount.
然后这个殿顶接下去也不是平地，它还有一个山谷。And
the pinnacle itself is not flat.
它直接掉下去，不是只有到平地，它刚好在殿的边边啊，是一个山谷，一个 valley
啊。By the side of the temple, the southwestern side of the temple is actually a cliff.
哦，所以按照一些考古学家的计算，如果站在殿顶上最高的点到掉下去最低的地方呢，大概有164尺，有15层楼那么高。So
archaeological finds suggest that from the highest point of the pinnacle to the lowest point in the cliff, it's a distance of 164 feet, about 15 stories high.
15层楼我也可以一般的我们那边的公寓啊，15层楼也算是不矮了。So
15 stories high is like an average condo.
那以2000年之前有这种的高度站在上面，也可以说是，如果你惧高症的话，肯定也会脚软。So
2000 years ago, such a height, you can imagine. If you are afraid of heights, you probably won't even dare to go up.
好了，我们再看回来，刚刚第四章。So
let's turn back to chapter 4.
有了这些背景啊，我们来看第四章的第五节，就特别有感受。So
having these background information, let's look back at chapter 4, verse 5.
第四章的第五节。
Chapter 4, verse 5.
这里魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上。
So the devil took Jesus to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple.
啊，这里说是魔鬼让主耶稣站在殿的最高顶上面。
Here it says that it's the devil that set Jesus on the pinnacle of the temple.
好，我们来看啊，今天呢，撒旦魔鬼有没有也把你放在殿的最高顶上面？
Today, have Satan place you at the pinnacle of the temple as well?
这个是值得我们思考的。
This is worthy of us to think about.
有时候你不是自己要爬上去。
Sometimes you didn't want to climb up to the pinnacle by yourself.
有时候我们的胆也没有那么大。
Perhaps it's because we are not that courageous.
有时候我们也不想得到大家的注意力。
Or that we simply do not wish to gain the attention of everyone.
但是有时候啊，是撒旦把你推上去，撒旦把你带到上面去。
But at times, it's Satan that put you on the pinnacle.
当然啊，如果他直接显现出来，哇，一个黑影啊，吓你啊，你也不会中计。
And of course, if he were to appear to you in the form of a black shadow, you will probably not fall for his scheme.
但是魔鬼没有那么笨，他知道要害你，他一定要用别的方法。
But Satan is not foolish. He's not a fool. He knows that in order to trap you, he has to come up with other ways.
他可能用别人来追捧你。
He may allow others to compliment and praise you.
不断的赞美你,
continuously compliment and praise you.
每天看到你都说你很好,
when that person sees you every day, he or she will be praising you all the time.
让你感觉到自己跟别人不一样,
and he or she will make you feel that you're different from others.
这个时候啊, 你不知不觉可能就站在殿的最高处了。
Unknowingly to you, at this point, you may have been standing on the pinnacle.
至少你自己感觉不一样。
At least you feel different.
有时候啊，我们不知不觉。
Sometimes unknowing to ourselves.
我们有时候感觉到跟自己跟别人不一样。
We feel that we are different from others.
小心啊，是撒旦把你推到殿的顶方啊，要试探你。
At this time, you should be careful because you may have been placed on the pinnacle by Satan.
又或者下一页告诉我们，你自己一直在侍奉神的过程当中，是不是不知不觉也好像达到顶峰一样？
Or perhaps when you're serving the Lord, you yourself unknowingly may have already reached the pinnacle.
这个也是有可能。
This is also a possibility.
我们知道一个人的年纪啊、体力啊、经验啊，都有达到顶峰的一天。
We know that the age, the experience, and the physical strength of a person will reach pinnacle one day.
就好像你在世界上面上班也是一样。
It's like into working in this world.
大概到四五十岁，你在公司里面能够爬的，也差不多到顶峰的位置了。
In your 40s and 50s, you might have reached the very top already of your career.
那一个音乐家，他有几十年的经验了，到四五十岁也是到达顶峰，体力跟经验最高的位置。
A musician in his 40s and 50s may also have reached the pinnacle of his career.
好，那侍奉在神的工作里面，有时候不知不觉，我们可能也会到了顶峰了。
And serving our Lord, sometimes unknowing to ourselves, we have already reached our pinnacle.
譬如说，你是不是从神那边领受很大的恩赐？
For example, have you received much grace or talents from the Lord?
做这个事情也可以，做那个，神也帮助你也可以。
You can do this or you can do that because God is with you.
是不是有极多的经验？哇，过去几十年都在教会侍奉。
And perhaps you have much experience because you have been serving in the church for the last decade or so.
从来没有间断过。
You have never ceased to work for the Lord.
是不是有令人家仰慕的地位还有身份？
Do you have a status or a position worthy of others to look up to?
哇，当了负责人啊。
You're being a council member.
当了圣职人员啊。
You're being a minister.
当了某某组织的主席啊，领导了。
Or you are a chairman or a president of a certain organization.
哇，这个在别人看来都是一个顶峰。
To others, it seems to be the pinnacle.
甚至更可怕的是，你有个人的魅力。
Or even worse, your own charm.
哦，很多人喜欢你。
And many people loved you.
哇，你可以影响很多人。
You have much influence over others.
不知不觉站在侍奉的顶峰。
Unknowingly, you are already standing on the pinnacle of serving God.
当然站在那边本来是要吹角，要聚集人来侍奉神，不是来看你。
Of course, your duty is supposed to be blowing the trumpets to gather everyone to serve God, not to look at you.
但是小心哦，魔鬼也是用同样的位置来试探耶稣。
But be careful because Satan used the very same spot to test or to tempt Jesus.
这个位置可以是侍奉非常好的地点。
This spot may be a great place to serve our Lord.
同样的位置也是魔鬼来试探你、毁坏你的最好的地点。
This very same spot can also be a place where Satan tests you and tried you.
在你顶峰的时候，魔鬼就在等你了。When
you are at your pinnacle, Satan is waiting for you.
所以我们真的要很小心。That
is why we have to be very careful.
今生的骄傲往往是对属灵的、爱主的、热心的人最大的试探。
Pride of life is actually targeted towards those who have good faith in the Lord.
这种试探呢是不知不觉就出现。And
this test will come at any time.
我们看创世纪的3章第5节。Let's
turn to Genesis chapter 3 verse 5.
3章的第5节。Chapter
3 verse 5.
3章的第5节。Chapter
3 verse 5.
因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便能如神，能知道善恶。
5. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
你看啊，蛇怎么引诱夏娃吃那个善恶果？
Take a look at how the serpent tempted Eve.
他不是说你吃了哇特别甜啊，果汁啊特别好吃。
The serpent did not say that if you eat this fruit, it will be very sweet in your mouth.
他也不是强调这个特别好看。
It didn't emphasize the shape of the fruit.
从蛇嘴巴讲出来，只有讲出这句话，就打动了夏娃的心。
What the serpent said was enough to tempt Eve.
你吃了，眼睛打开，你会像神一样。When
you eat it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God.
这个引诱啊，比肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲还大。This
temptation is bigger than that than the lust of flesh or the lust of eyes.
整个伊甸园里面，有哪一棵树吃了之后可以跟神一样啊？
In the entire Garden of Eden, which fruit will allow you, after you have consumed it, to be like God?
现在蛇告诉你，你吃了之后，你跟神差不多。But
the serpent tells you that if you eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you will be like God.
你可以得到以前得不到的。You will
receive what you hadn't had in the past.
亚当夏娃也不晓得这是什么感受，但是就很想得到。Adam
and Eve didn't know what it was, but they were yearning for it.
就是这种高度啊，很迷人啊。
It's the height that's appealing.
我们有没有有时候站在殿顶上面？
Are we sometimes standing at the pinnacle?
站在侍奉的岗位。
Are we standing at our post of servitude?
但是感受到很美好。
And yet we feel wonderful.
哦，别人这个仰慕的眼光来看你。
And others are looking up to you.
哇，别人赞美你。
Others were complimenting you.
甚至偷偷的在心里面崇拜你。
And secretly they were admiring you.
哇，你感觉到那个殿顶的那种风光啊。
You can probably feel that you are at the pinnacle of the temple.
就是最危险的时候。
This is also the very moment that when you are in grave danger.
因为撒旦已经把耶稣放到殿顶上面了。
Because Satan also placed Jesus on the pinnacle.
今天他也会把我们带到殿顶上面。
And today Satan will also bring us to the pinnacle of the temple.
尤其是你热心侍奉神，你热心聚会。
Especially when you're fervent in serving the Lord and attending services.
你对肉体的情欲没兴趣，你对眼目的情欲也不感兴趣。
Maybe you're not interested in the lust of the flesh and the eyes.
你最喜欢做圣工。
But you love to do the work of God.
侍奉神。
To serve God.
开会。
To attend meetings.
参加侍奉。
To participate in serving God.
哦，有很大的成绩。
And you brought much results.
神很同工。
And God is with you.
奠定了，在奠定了。
You are at the pinnacle of the temple.
魔鬼也在旁边。
And Satan is standing right beside you.
我们看《使徒行传》第十章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 10.
使徒行传十章二十五节。
Acts chapter 10, verse 25.
请读。十章二十五节。
Chapter 10, verse 25. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him.
彼得去哥利纽的家里传福音。
Peter went to the household of Cornelius to preach to him.
哥利纽是个外邦人。
Cornelius was a Gentile.
他很敬畏神。
And he worshipped God.
在异象当中啊，神叫哥利纽去叫彼得来传福音给你听。
And in a vision, God instructed Peter to go to Cornelius and preach to him.
那他就这样去传了，去叫了。
And Peter went.
那哥利流也来，彼得也来了。
And Peter came.
这个彼得一来，哥利流就俯伏在他面前敬拜他了。
When Peter arrived, Cornelius fell down at his feet and worshipped him.
因为哥利流是外邦人。
Because Cornelius was a Gentile.
他也不懂得要怎么拜要尊敬神的工人。
He did not know how to in what manner to receive the worker of God.
因为他信仰很浅。
His faith in God was very shallow.
他以为神的工人就等如神。
He thought that the worker of God is likened to God.
甚至这个可能就是神本身。
Or perhaps even God himself.
所以彼得马上拉起他二十六节。
So verse 26.
起来啊，我也是人。
Peter said, lifted him up, saying, "Stand up! I too am a man."
如果彼得站在那边五秒钟让他拜，那就彼得就完蛋了。
Had Peter stood there for 5 seconds, for Cornelius to worship him, that would be the doom of Peter.
神就不会用彼得。
Because God will not use Peter.
彼得把自己当神。
Since Peter had treated himself as God.
但是彼得不敢。
Yet Peter dared not to do that.
所以有时候拜别人或者是被拜，都是一种试探。
Sometimes worshiping others or being worshipped are both temptations.
幼稚的信徒会崇拜神的工人。
Members who are childish would worship the workers of God.
哇，最喜欢这个传道。
They would like a certain preacher.
哇，最喜欢这个工人。
Or they would like a certain worker.
他讲到我来，他不讲到我不来。
And if that person is not delivering a sermon, I will not come to church.
哇，你以为他很热心啊？他很幼稚。
You would think that this is a very fervent member, but in fact, this member is being very childish.
神的国不容许个人的崇拜。
The kingdom of God does not allow individual worship.
但是虽然是这样讲，但是有时候我们心中不小心，神的工人会享受别人的崇拜。
And sometimes, unknowingly, we may enjoy the worshiping of, we may be enjoy being worshipped.
有人告诉你，你做这个事情做得最好。
Someone tells you that you are very good at doing this.
你这个最热心啊。
You are very fervent.
你最有爱心啊。
You are the one with the most love.
哎呀，没有了，没有了，感谢主了，感谢主了。不要这样讲，不要这样讲。
You probably say no, thank God, don't say that.
心中就很高兴。
But in fact, secretly you are very happy.
感谢主啊，其实也蛮我自己也蛮好的啊。
And you thank God that you feel good about yourself.
不敢讲出来，但是心中很 enjoy.
You may not verbalize it, but you are enjoying it in your heart.
这种试探啊。
This temptation.
拜别人或是被人拜都是试探。
Worshipping others or being worshipped by others are both temptations.
我们看保罗也是遇过一样的试探。
We see that Paul had faced same temptation.
啊，使徒行传十四章。
Acts chapter 14.
十三节。
Verse 13.
使徒行传十四章十三节。
Acts chapter 13, verse chapter 14, verse 13.
请读。
13. And the priest of Zeus, whose temple was in front of the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates and wanted to offer sacrifice with the people.
啊，这是保罗跟巴拿巴啊在传福音的时候遇到的事情。
Here is an incident that Paul and Barnabas encounter when they were preaching the gospel.
这些外邦人啊，看到保罗那么会行神迹，那么会讲道，巴拿巴也那么伟大。
And these Gentiles saw that Paul was very eloquent and also very powerful in performing miracles.
他们以为他们是那个外邦神啊丢失的这个显现。
They thought that both Paul and Barnabas were foreign gods.
啊，然后就牵牛啊、花圈啊、礼物啊，要来献给他。
And so they brought oxen and garlands and wanted to offer sacrifice to them.
今天你看其他很多的宗教，不是那些哇什么领导者啊，那些创办者也是被人家膜拜吗？被人家很尊敬吗？
If you look at the other religions today, the founders of those religions were being worshipped by their members.
踩着他到处跑啊，亲他的脚啊。
And people will be chasing after them, kissing their feet.
啊，献很多礼物，不是这个社会上、电视上都看得见吗？
And offering a lot of gifts to them, we see a lot of this phenomena on television.
甚至在所谓的基督教里面，也有一些所谓的领导者也是被人家这样子崇拜。
And you see, even in the Christendom, we see some leaders were also being worshipped by their members.
某某领导者来了，哦，几千、几万人聚集要看他。
A certain person is coming, thousands upon thousands of people gathered to see him.
哇，把他当神一样。
They treated him like God.
保罗如果他们接受了这些花圈跟牛羊，他也完了。
Had Paul and Barnabas accepted these garlands and oxen, that would be their doom as well.
还有第十三节，他就阻止他们献祭，就说我们也是人。
And verse 13, they stopped the people from offering sacrifice to them, saying, "We are also men."
所以哦，这些都是很大的试探。
These are all grand temptations.
就好像主耶稣站在殿顶上。
Likened to Jesus standing on the pinnacle of the temple.
魔鬼叫他跳下去。
And Satan instructed Jesus to jump off.
啊，再一步就粉身碎骨了。
The next step would be he would be fallen to his death.
好，那我们现在来仔细看看魔鬼主耶叫主耶稣做什么。
Let's take a look at what Satan wanted Jesus to do.
啊，马太福音四章的第六节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 6.
马太福音的四章六节对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者，用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。”
6 and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will give His angel charge of you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against the stone."
啊，魔鬼三次试探耶稣，开头都是讲同一句话：“你若是神的儿子。”
And 3 times Satan tempted Jesus, saying, "If you are the Son of God."
其实这句话是很试探人的。
But in fact, he is tempting. Everyone.
一般人有这种想法，哎，我要证明我是神的儿子。
Normal people would say that I have to prove I am a son of God.
这个主耶稣需要用这种方法证明吗？
But does Jesus need to prove himself?
甚至主耶稣不用证明，他自己知道他就是神的儿子。
And Jesus does not need to prove himself because he knew he is the son of God.
就算他要证明，也不需要用这些方法。
Even if he were to prove himself, he didn't need to use this way.
那这一次的试探跟另外两次不太一样。
And this temptation was different from the other 2 times.
因为这一次呢，魔鬼是叫耶稣跳下去，是有圣经的根据。
And this time, when Satan told Jesus to jump off, he actually quoted from the scriptures.
另外两次他没有引用圣经。
The other 2 times he didn't quote from the scriptures.
但是这一次呢，他有引用圣经。
But this very time, Satan quoted from the scriptures.
他还告诉耶稣，你跳下去没有事的，没问题的。
And he said to Jesus, "Throw yourself down; no harm will come to you."
因为圣经已经讲了，主会吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
For it is written, "He will give his angels charge of you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone."
你看啊，这句话很狡猾。
And you can see how devilish he was.
证明神的儿子，这个不好吗？
Isn't this a good way to prove you're the son of God?
好了，跳下去不会死，也有圣经根据。
And even if you jump off, you will not die because it's based on the scriptures.
啊，那你怎么样抵挡？
How do you overcome it?
这个很难抵挡。
Very difficult.
最难抵挡的是，当你跳下去，如果真的没有事，你就出名了。
The worst part is when you do jump off and no harm came to you, you will be famous.
所以整个 whole deal 啊，整个的试探的关键是什么？
What is the key of this temptation?
就是下一页再来告诉我们的，基本上 魔鬼叫耶稣，你跳下去，你自己就会变得很厉害，你就可以荣耀你自己。
It is that if Jesus were to jump off and no harm came to him, then he can glorify himself.
那大家全部马上都认识你。
And everyone would soon know about Jesus.
这个是心中隐藏的一个意念的不一样啊。
This is the difference of a concept or a thought.
有时候不是事情本身的问题。
Sometimes it's not the event itself.
是你心中那个意念的不一样。
Rather the thought that is in you that is different.
当然，主耶稣来就是要证明他是神的儿子。
Of course, Jesus came to prove that he is the Son of God.
但是要用什么方法证明他是神的儿子呢
？But in what manner should he prove himself?
我们看以赛亚书42章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 42.
以赛亚书42章的第一节到第三节。
Isaiah 42, verse 1 to verse 3.
哦，一章，42章的1节到2节哈。
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1 and verse 2.
啊，请读。
Verse 1. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. Verse 2.
第二节。
He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the streets.
你看，这是对于主耶稣的预言。
Here is a prophecy regarding Jesus.
神的仆人会怎么工作？会怎么把这个福音传给大家
？How would a servant of God preach his message?
他不会很高调。
He will not be a very
high profile 的。
He will not be of a high profile.
第二节说他不会大叫，不会喧嚷，不会扬声。
It says that he will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street.
在街上，对，不会说大声的要大家注意他。
And he will not be crying out loud on the streets to bring attention.
甚至他隐藏自己。
He will be hiding himself.
做了什么好事，也叫大家不要去传。
And whatever charitable deeds he had done, he will ask others not to talk about it.
还有他做的事都是要，哦，这个是天父的旨意，荣耀天父。
And everything that he had done is in accordance to the will of God.
但是魔鬼叫他做的是刚好是相反。
But what the devil is asking him to do is the very opposite.
所以今天我们在这边最主要的信息是什么
？So what is the most important message today?
下一页告诉我们关键是什么
？What is the key?
不是你的工作的果效。
It is not the outcome of your work.
也不是你做了多少的圣工。
Or how much work you have done.
也不是说你工作的位置是什么。
Or your position of your work.
神看重的是你心中那个动机啊。
What God emphasized is the motive in you.
如果主耶稣真的跳下去
，If Jesus did jump off，
他证明的不是他是神的儿子。
He did not prove that he is the Son of God.
他只是证明他自己很厉害。
He only proved that he was almighty.
会特技啊，会 stun 啊。
That he is able to perform stunts.
好，他没有抑制任何一个人，他就是证明自己厉害而已。
He didn't prove that he is the Son of God. He only proved that he is almighty. He can perform stunts.
这个不是神要他做的事。
That is not what God wanted him to do.
好，那我们今天想一想，我们心中、我们生活当中有没有这种隐藏的骄傲在我们里面
？Then let us ponder, is there this hidden pride in us?
骄傲是什么
？What is pride?
骄傲就是第一，我们刚总结一下了，你想取代神的位置。
And earlier we've mentioned pride is that you want to take the place of God.
或是跟神一样。
Or you want to be God's equivalent.
哦，神才可以做的，神要你做的，你自己说我要去做。
Whatever that is that only God could do, you said you want to do it.
或者想得到人的荣耀。
And you wanted to gain the glory of man.
或者想强迫神来配合你自己。
Or you force God to work with you.
啊，曾经有一个见证。
There was a testimony.
有一个姐妹。
A sister.
她唱歌唱得很好听。
She had a very good voice.
哇，那个女高音来的。
And she was a soprano.
所以在试班献诗的时候呢，那个指挥就跟她说了，那献诗的时候就请你独唱一段。
And during hymnal presentation, the conductor wanted her to sing a section solo.
哦，她也很高兴被安排唱独唱。
And she was very happy that she was given a chance to sing solo.
哦，她也很努力的练习。
And she worked hard at practicing.
她说我这一次一定要把它唱得很好。
And she said to herself that I must sing it to perfection.
那练了很多啊。
And she trained and practiced.
充分的准备。
And she was fully prepared.
结果诗颂要献诗的那一天。
On the day that she was to present her solo piece,
当前奏弹好了，准备她要唱出来第一句的独唱的时候
，When she was about to open her mouth to sing the very first sentence,
一开口声音沙哑，唱不出声音。
She opened her mouth, but no voice came out.
很努力想要唱那些音呢，都唱不到。
She tried very hard to reach those notes, but she couldn't do it.
哇，搞到现场很尴尬。
And she was embarrassed.
那么大的场面，竟然她走调了，竟然她唱不出声音来了。
It was an important event, but she was not able to sing.
哇，她从来没有这样过。
This had never happened to her before.
但是专业的，她也很有准备。
She was a professional singer, and she practiced when she's prepared.
但是后来，她祷告就反省，为什么我这样子？
And later she prayed and examined herself.
她在审查她心中最底的那个意念。
And she was examining the very thought or motive in her.
她知道问题出在哪里。
She knew where the problem lies.
她说我想唱得很好。
She said, "I wanted to sing it to perfection."
表面上说，哎呀，为了做圣工，为了荣耀神。
On the surface, it seems as if that I am doing holy work to glorify God.
其实啊，我知道自己心里面想要什么。
But I know what I'm thinking inside.
我想大家肯定我。
I want the affirmation of everyone.
我想大家知道我是唱得好的。
I want everyone to know that I am a good singer.
但是这个他不会讲出来， 别人也不会知道。
She will never verbalize these thoughts.
但是他自己心里最底层是有这种想法。
She knew that deep down in her, this is the way she thinks.
神看到了。
God saw it.
就不同在。
And he wasn't with her.
魔鬼看到了。
Satan saw it.
也会阻挡他。
And stopped her.
所以这种在殿顶上面的试探啊， 一步再往前面一步就粉身碎骨。
This temptation on the pinnacle of the temple, if you take one step forward, you would have fallen.
有时候我们真的要非常，有些侍奉神的人要非常的小心。
And therefore, for us who serve the Lord, we have to be very careful.
好，那这个试探呢，危险的地方啊，也是因为魔鬼会引用圣经。
And this temptation where it is dangerous is because Satan is also quoting from the scriptures.
魔鬼不单是理会引用圣经啊，魔鬼也会引用圣经。
And don't think that the devil does not know the scriptures; he knew it very well.
但是呢，魔鬼引用圣经呢，下一页啊，他是曲解圣经，强词夺理。
But understand that when the devil quoted from the scriptures, he would be misinterpreting it.
好，我们看马太福音第四章第六节哦。Let's
turn to Matthew chapter 4, verse 6.
他就告诉耶稣了，你可以跳下去啊，因为经上说，主要为你的使者吩咐你啊，吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。And
said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will give His angels charge of you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone.'"
好，如果是你，你站在殿顶上，魔鬼给你这节圣经。If
you were the person standing on the pinnacle and Satan quoted this to you,
那你相不相信这句话
？Do you believe it？
啊，可能说，那我先查查圣经到底有没有这句话，会不会他骗我？
You may say to yourselves, "Let me take a look at the scriptures to see if indeed this is a real quote from the scriptures."
哎，你查一查，真的有这句话。
And if you do look it up, yes, it is.
啊，我们看诗篇91篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 91.
诗篇91篇。
Psalms 91.
第9节到第11节。
Verse 9 to 11.
91篇9到11节。
Psalms 91:9-11. 9. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your habitation. 10. No evil shall befall you, no scourge come near your tent. 11. For he will give his angels charge of you to guard you in all your ways.
哇，这是圣经的原文啊。
This is the original words of the Bible.
啊，他说神真的会为你吩咐他的使者。
Indeed, God will give his angels charge of you.
保护你。
To protect you.
但是呢，魔鬼引用的时候很狡猾，他就少了几句写个字。
But when Satan quoted from the scriptures, he missed a few words.
原文这边是说，神会在你走路的时候，你所行的一切道路的时候，那不小心跌倒了，他把这个使者拖着你，让你头不要跌在地上。The
original meaning was to guard you in all your ways.
不是叫你自己爬到最高的地方，然后说啊，我要表演一下，让大家知道我是神的儿子，跳下去，结果天使就来，哦，借着你，让你不跌倒。
The original meaning was not for you to seek danger and put yourself in danger so that God can send his angels to rescue you.
所以这种试探很细微，很细微。
So the difference is very slight.
这个魔鬼或者是骄傲的人呢，他们看圣经呢，会用自己的想法去看，然后曲解圣经，强词夺理。
People who are proud, they tend to misread or misinterpret the words of the Bible.
他们甚至觉得自己很属灵, 你看圣经也有这样讲啊, 我们跳哪里跳下来都可以, 神就会把我拖住。
They would even feel that they're being very spiritual by saying that this is from the Bible, therefore we are allowed to jump off and God will send his angels to deliver us.
不是这样讲,
but that's not what the Bible is saying.
你不可以抽一句话出来,
you cannot take a verse out of its context.
你要看整段,
you have to read the entire section.
你走路的时候如果不小心打了瞌睡,碰到一块石头, 真的掉下去了,好了,天使来帮你扶一下。
As you are walking and you fell asleep, as you walk and you fell, God will send his angels to protect you.
我们也是一样啊。
Same for us.
比如说我们开车,
for example, when we were driving,
我们开车的时候最好有习惯,发动之前要先祷告。
And when, before we start up the car, we should say a silent prayer.
主啊,带领我今天开车平安。
We should ask God to guide us and help us when we drive.
因为开车可以是很危险的。
Because driving can be rather dangerous.
你自己很小心,别人不小心也没有用。
You may be a careful driver, but others may not.
像我前几天也差点遇到一个车祸。
A few days ago, I almost had an accident.
我跟我家人走在carpooling上面。
And my family and I were driving in the carpool lane.
都没有车啊,往前走应该都很顺了。
There was no cars in front of us, so it should be a smooth ride.
正常来说,如果都没有车,可以开快一点。
Normally, if there's no car in front of you, you can drive a little bit faster.
但是感谢主,我没有超速,没有开更快。
But thank God I wasn't speeding that day.
很远一个地方有一台车,他根本完全没有看到我,他就这样,这样左转冲出来。
And all of a sudden, a car came into my view, and without even looking at my car, he just did a left turn.
他是对面来的,要左转,没有看到我。
And that car was in the opposite direction, doing a left turn.
如果我快一点,我再早到一秒钟, 我就被他拦腰这样撞过去。
And had I sped up, or had I been speeding that day, I could have been hit by that car.
所以真的,你需要神的保守。
So indeed, we need God to protect us.
所以上车又要祷告。
Therefore, we should pray when we drive.
或是你不小心,打瞌睡,怎么样的,主耶稣保守你。
You encounter little accidents and God will help you.
但是你不可以去试探神啊。
However, you cannot test God.
有一些人呢,喜欢试探神。
There are some people who like to put God on trials.
哇,传道说要祷告嘛,对不对?
The preacher says that we have to pray.
那我超速的时候我也祷告,希望主耶稣帮助那个警察不要抓到我。
So when I am speeding, I would pray to God, hoping that the police will not catch me.
或者我冲红灯的时候,哈利路亚,哈利路亚,冲红灯,没事,平安了。
Or when I run a red light, I would say hallelujah, and then I will be safe.
这样就是试探神,就是骄傲。
If that is your way of thinking, you are testing God, you're being proud.
表面上就好像是我很虔诚啊,我祷告啊。
On the surface, it seems that you are being very humble, you're praying to God.
其实就是你自己想要主导一切。
But in fact, this is your will, you are directing everything that happens.
又不想守规矩。
You don't want to follow the rules and regulations.
又不想听神的话。
At the same time, you don't even want to heed the words of God.
所以开车还是要遵守交通规则比较好。
When we drive, we should be following traffic rules.
你开那么快,小心啊,天使都追不上你啊。
You should be careful.
有人这样开玩笑啊。
You should be careful. Someone once joked that if you drive too fast, even the angels cannot catch up with you.
不要试探神。
Do not tempt God.
我们看主耶稣怎么打胜这个试探。
Let's see how the Lord Jesus overcame this temptation.
马太福音4章第7节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 7.
马太福音第4章第7节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 7.
第7节啊。
7.
耶稣对他说, 经上又记着说, 不可以试探主你的神。
Jesus said to him, again, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God.
魔鬼错误的引用圣经。
Satan erroneously quoted from the Bible, from the scripture.
主耶稣想到另外一节圣经去抵挡他。
So the Lord Jesus quoted another verse to defend himself.
圣经是不会自相矛盾的。
The Bible will not contradict itself.
圣经会给你一些原则。The
Bible will give you some principles.
不可以试探主你的神。You
cannot tempt the Lord your God.
你这样跳下去就是试探神,就是骄傲。Had
you jumped off, you'll be tempting God, you'll be proud.
那你逼神出手要救你吗?Because
you're forcing God to save you.
那到底请问你是神还是神是神?
That in that case, are you God or is God God?
到底神有没有要你这样做?
Does God want you to do this?
还是你自己要这样做来表现你自己什么的厉害?
Or did you decide to do it by your own will, trying to prove yourself?
所以有一些人呢,就是用自己的这种骄傲,然后隐藏自己的骄傲,表面就好像很属灵。
There are some people who have hidden pride in them, but on the surface they seem like a very good Christian.
这个是很危险, 这是我们很容易堕入的试探。
This is very dangerous because it makes us fall into temptations quite easily.
所以我们不要试探神。
That is why never tempt God.
啊, 当像那种骄傲起来的时候,
when you do become proud,
譬如说有人贪心,
for example, someone is greedy.
啊, 他去买彩券, 他去买乐透,
they will be buying lottery tickets.
哦, 他还为自己找一个借口啊,
and they will find a good excuse.
啊, 我买了, 中了奖了, 这个我要奉献给教会,
that if I buy the lottery and I won the grand prize, I will offer part of it to church.
或者是他去做一些很高风险的这个炒股票啊, 投机的这种活动啊,
or they have decided to invest in a high risk investments.
哇, speculation, 不是 investment, 是 speculator.
Or that rather they are speculating the stock market, not investing.
啊, 根本像赌博一样。
This is likened to gambling.
那说, 哦, 我要神祝福我, 得到的我全部要给神。
That I want God to bless me, and any gain that I receive, I will give it to God.
这是神要你的方法吗?
Is this what God wanted you to do?
证明你是神的儿子很好。
To prove that you are a good child of God.
但是需要从屋顶上面跳下来吗?
Do you need to prove you are a good child of God by jumping off from the roof?
所以有时候心中的骄傲会让我们迷失。
Sometimes the pride of our life would cause us to be lost.
啊, 那骄傲当然有很多种不同的方式。
And there are many ways that one becomes proud.
很细微的。
Very fine details.
甚至有时候啊, 我们日常生活当中常常都会不小心。
And sometimes in our lives we may even be unaware of it.
譬如说我们用那些社交媒体。
For example, when we use all these different networking apps.
啊, social media.
Social media.
啊, 有一些, 当然不是说你不能用。
We're not saying that you can't use these.
但是为什么那些东西那么吸引人?
Why is it that they're so tempting?
当你看到你po的一个东西, 在上面几千个like, 几千个赞,
when you see that something you have posted had gained a lot of likes,
那下次你就想, 我又要再po点什么?
The next time you'll be thinking, what else should I post?
哇, 因为这个都会给你, 给你这种心中的肯定。
All these likes would affirm your action.
完全是以自己为中心的。
You are now become self-centered.
所以我们面对这种试探的时候,
so when we face these temptations,
圣经有一句话,
there is a verse in the Bible.
我们来看那个彼得前书五章的五到六节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书五章五到六节。
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 and verse 6.
请读。
5. Likewise, you that are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. 6.
第六节。
Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you.
哇, 这是圣经告诉我们的真理。
This is the truth from the Bible.
神阻挡骄傲的人。
God will block those who are proud.
神赐恩给谦卑的人。
But will give grace to those who are humble.
那要怎么谦卑?
How do you humble yourself?
第六节,
Six.
这里说要把你们自卑,原文自卑的原文呢,就是把自己压下去。
It says to humble yourselves, that is to lower yourselves.
啊, 原文是depress的意思, 把自己压下去。
Or to depress yourself.
啊, 这个不容易, 有时候我们, 诶, 那个骄傲出来哦, 那个要表现自己, 要得到肯定啊, 要得到人的注意力啊, 这个好像会长下来。
And sometimes it's difficult for us to depress ourselves because our pride will come up when we feel that we wanted to catch the attention of others.
好像一个气球越长就越大，里面都是气而已，但是越来越大。
It's likened to a balloon that is inflating, but all that's inside is just air.
很小心。
We have to be careful.
能力, 尤其是如果能力强的人, 恩赐大的人。
Especially those who are blessed with great talents.
哦, 这社会上面成功。
And they're very successful in society.
有时候我们不怎么成功，但是也是很骄傲。
Sometimes we may not be as successful, but we're still just as proud.
这个骄傲是很隐藏的。
Pride can be hidden.
所以要常常跪在神的面前自卑。
And that is why we have to humble ourselves down before God.
祷告当中，让神让看到我们自己的骄傲。
In our prayer, we should see where our pride lies.
然后呢，depress下去，压下去。
And then we compress or depress ourselves.
主啊，原谅我。
And ask God to forgive us.
我很喜欢别人赞美我，这样不好。
We may like the compliments of others. This is no good.
主啊，我喜欢别人的注意力，这样不好。God,
we like to gain the attention of others. This is no good.
主啊，我的意见很强啊，很不好。God,
I'm self-opinionated. This is no good.
主啊，我已经沾沾自喜了，很不好。And
God, I tend to be happy with myself. This is no good.
所以我们要求主耶稣让我们谦卑。
So we should ask God to humble ourselves down.
就能够胜过终极的挑这试探。
That way we will be able to overcome this ultimate temptation.
但是你胜过一次，下次可能要用不同的方式要出现。
You may have resisted the first time, and it will come again in a different format.
魔鬼没有人不容易放过嘛。
The devil will not give us up that easily.
他下次要变一变，把这个包装要改一改，又给你另外一个试探。
And he may repackage his temptation and send it over to you once again.
有时你越来越老，哇，又要经验，倚老卖老，哇，那种感觉。
Especially if you're older and you have much experience, then he will tempt you again.
除非到断气，不然的话不能放松啊。
Unless you have given up your last breath, otherwise we should always be alert.
唱诗470首。
Let us sing him.
470。
Number 470.